Hello, everybody. It is September 5th, about 6 days, or maybe 5 days, and about, about 20-something hours, and there will be football on your television screen, or at least mine, maybe not yours. I don't know who my listeners are these days, but I hope that they are, and I hope that the football is on, and I hope that you're enjoying and you're getting something out of these podcasts that I make, because I've been going at it. This is the third year of the football and the podcasting and learning how to do all this. I think I may be broadcasting the Bears and the 49ers next Sunday. So, let's get into it. You read the title. It's the 2022 Week 1 season opener preview and picks. So, you know what that means. It means that we're going to get into it. So, the first game of the season is Buffalo Bills versus your defending Super Bowl champion, Los Angeles Rams, opening it up in Inglewood, California, SoFi Stadium at 5:20 on Thursday. And I'm excited. I don't know if I'll be watching. I may be watching a little bit. I'm not sure. I have stuff to do that day. But I'll tune in for the first quarter. I'll promise that. And then maybe if I get home, I'll be able to watch like the fourth quarter. But Bills and Rams, I'm going to go with the Rams with this one just because it's in front of their home stadium. I have reasons to think that the Rams are looking to bounce back, try to show that that title last year was not a fluke, that they are for real, they're legit. And the Bills, they're going to be Super Bowl contenders. This is probably one of the Rams' toughest matchups already of the season, and it's only week one. Looking ahead to the Rams' schedule after the Bills, it gets a lot easier. It's after week one, it's the Falcons, that probably should be a win. Rams play the Cardinals, then Cardinals week three, I could say that'll win. Then the 49ers, that's tough. Cowboys is tough, sort of. Panthers, that's probably a win. There's not a lot of tough teams on this schedule until you get to later in the season. They play Packers, or actually Raiders, Packers, Rams, Chargers in four straight weeks. And week is at 16, 15, 16, 17. Yeah, something like that. But I'm going to go with the Rams in this one. And I think that they'll start off the year nice and hot, 1-0. Heading into the Sunday slate, 10 a.m. games, New Orleans in Atlanta take on the new-look Falcons, who are without a lot of history on that team. They've moved on from Julio Jones after he was there. He's now, after he went to Tennessee last year, now he's in Tampa Bay, so they're now 2 years removed from Julio Jones. Matt Ryan is now in Indianapolis, so this team is going to be rebuilding, that's for sure. The Saints, meanwhile, they're coming off some tough season last year when they had a kind of a strange year, to say the least, kind of just trying to get their bearings straight after getting rid of Drew Brees, or at least he retired. They finished 9-8, which is respectable, but you had Ian Book, Taysom Hill, their starting quarterback. Jameis Winston started 7 games. Trevor Siemian started 4 games. It was a strange bunch, but this year they're saying that Jameis Winston is their QB1. Taysom Hill doesn't have to worry about being he can worry about other things instead of just being the do-it-all guy. He can play other positions now besides quarterback, because last year he was not very good as a quarterback. Threw only for 4 touchdowns over 9 games, 5 picks, so he wasn't really throwing the ball that much. I believe that there was some of those games where he threw like single digit. He was running the ball a lot, caught a couple passes. He's one of the most impressive players, to say the least. But I'm going to go with the Saints to beat these Falcons that are starting Marcus Mariota and have Cordarrelle Patterson in their backfield, similar player to Taysom Hill, Cordarrelle Patterson is. But I think that the Saints have the Falcons' number. I think that the Saints have some business to get to this season. After down there in Louisiana, they expect good things. They don't expect 9-8. They expect division wins. And I think they have a chance to do it. I would say that the Buccaneers and the Saints are two teams that could be battling it out for the NFC South. San Francisco and Chicago is the next game, and I'm going to go with the 49ers here. The Bears don't look like they have much in the tank at all, and they have a quarterback that I don't know if he's good or not, and they have a running back who's okay. They don't have any wide receivers, so who is Justin Fields going to be throwing to? I say Cole Kmet, and that's about it. Taking a look at their depth chart right now, they finished 3-0 in the preseason. How about that? Good for them. You have Byron Pringle, Velus Jones, Darnell Mooney's name. Hold on, excuse me. I'm coming off a little bit of a cold, so tough to talk a whole bit. They have a solid offensive line. I will give them that. Lucas Patrick's a good name up front and center. And you have Equanimeous St. Brown. How about that? A lot of waiver claims, too. Amir Smith-Marset, they brought in from the Vikings on waivers. He'll be their backup wide receiver. So the Bears are kind of just throwing everything at the wall. So I'm going to go with the 49ers in this one because I believe that they should not embarrass the Bears, but kind of set their season off on the note that everyone's expecting them to be on, which is starting off bad. Steelers and Bengals. I'm going to go with the Bengals, the Super Bowl runner-ups last year against the Steelers, who are going to be starting Mitch Trubisky for now, at least, until Kenny Pickett is right, or Mason Rudolph, whoever that may be. But I'm going to say that I'm going to go with the Bengals just because I don't really trust the Steelers team. I think that they have a chance to be better than they were last year, when it was tough sailing for them, 9-7-1. They did not make the playoffs, did they? I don't think they did. No, they did not. They were kind of a mess at some points. Tying with the Lions in week 10 was pretty embarrassing. I mean, embarrassing not for me, but I enjoyed it, but I'm going to go with the Bengals in this one. I think that the Bengals opening up their new... they're not opening it up. They just got a new name. Paycor Stadium. Instead of... Who was it? Someone... Something Brown? I forget what the guy's name was. That was their old stadium. But starting off on a new foot. Eagles and Lions. I'm going to go with the Eagles in this one. I know that my theory of knowledge teacher last year will be pleased to hear that. But I'm going to say... The Lions are... Everyone's hyping them up. I think they're giving up too much hype. As a Lions fan, I think I'm allowed to say that. They just have kind of a... They have strange schedule. They have a lot of teams that you don't know if they're going to be good or not. There's Jaguars, Vikings, Jets, Panthers, Bears, they're going to be bad, Patriots on the schedule, Commanders, Eagles. They just have a bunch of teams that you don't really have much to know about. So they're kind of one of those teams that either is going to be really good or really bad. And I don't think there's much difference. And I think that they're going to be really bad this year. Not as bad as 3-13-1, but I'm seeing like a 5-12 upcoming for the Lions. And I think that they're going to start off with loss number one in week one. Patriots and Dolphins, the new look Dolphins, maybe with Tyreek Hill and a reportedly excellent Tua Tagovailoa, who they're... People are saying that he's changed, he's a new man, and all this and that. But I don't know. I'll see it when I believe it. They've been saying this about the Dolphins for years. They made the playoff game with Ryan Tannehill that one time, but I don't believe it. So I'm gonna go with the Dolphins because I think that the Patriots are a little overhyped. Or last year they were 10-7. This year, Mac Jones. They don't really have a clear wide receiver one. Devontae Parker, who came over from the Dolphins, so it's a revenge game for him. Kendrick Bourne's okay. Jacoby Myers is okay. Nelson Aguilar is okay. No one really like stands out. This team is more circulated around their running. Damian Harris is an okay runner. We've heard reports that Ramondre Stevenson potentially could jump him in the depth chart. I don't really know what to think about this Patriots team. They kind of have their one offseason thing that I really needed them to do was pick up a wide receiver, and they didn't do that. So I'm a little disappointed in the Patriots. I expect them to be not a 10-7 team. I'm expecting like 9-8, maybe 8-9 even, which is going to be crazy to see if the Patriots do that, which is they're hoping that they can figure something out after a couple years without Brady. But I think they're going to start off 0-1. Baltimore and the Jets, I'm going to go with an upset here. I'm going to go with the Jets because I think that everyone is just hating on this poor Jets team of theirs. The Ravens, meanwhile, here's something that popped up on my screen a couple hours ago. John Harbaugh had to say that Lamar Jackson is locked in on football. What else should he be? What is his other job? He's the quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens. It's 6 days until they play their first game. What else could he possibly be doing? Why is John Harbaugh having to reassure people and do all this about his... It's probably about his contract. But still, this team shouldn't be... They shouldn't be worrying about what Lamar Jackson is doing. This team is trying to improve after a last place finish last year. Finishing 8-9, which is not great. It's somewhat respectable, I guess. But it's not that embarrassing, but in a tough AFC North with all four of those teams could potentially, I think, win the division. The Ravens, I don't believe that they are, for now, I don't think they're really up there with the teams that really could compete. The Jets, meanwhile, they are definitely not up there with the teams that can compete. But this team is, I think, a little more scrappy than people are giving them credit for. Zach Wilson possibly could play. If not, we would see Joe Flacco lining up behind whomever their center is. Who is their center? It's Connor McGovern. You have Joe Flacco, then Mike White. Mike White, star of last year when Zach Wilson was out with his various injuries. Mike White last year, 5 touchdowns, 8 picks. Yikes. But he had a couple of solid games there. Against the Bengals, I remember he led them to victory, 405 yards. At one time, I think that was week 7. But the Jets, whomever they may be starting, Zach Wilson, Joe Flacco, Mike White, I think that this team, that's my upset of the week. I think they have a chance to win. This team could do something here. I'm not saying they're going to do anything in the rest of the season. I just say it for this week, I think they may win. Jaguars and Commanders, two teams that I think are very similar to each other in that they're kind of just there. Like, they don't really do... The Jaguars are... They had a very dysfunctional season last year, bringing in Urban Meyer. Just a big old mess. And now, heading into 2022, they brought in a new coach, former Eagles coach, Doug Peterson, who led the Eagles to the Super Bowl a couple years ago. But now this team has somewhat of a direction. I can sort of see they spent big in the offseason bringing in Zay Jones, Christian Kirk. They're getting back Travis Etienne, who missed all last year. They brought in Evan Ingram. They strengthened the offensive line with Brandon Scherff. They kind of addressed the defense, bringing in Darius Williams, Foye Luakon. They also got the number 1 overall pick, Trayvon Walker, who's one of probably the most unspoken of number 1 overall picks in recent memory. No one is talking about this guy. They also brought in Folo Fadukasi from the Jets. So this team has somewhat of a direction. The Commanders, meanwhile, they don't have as much of a direction, but they still just kind of sit around. They traded for Carson Wentz from the Colts. They have I wouldn't say a running back battle, but I guess you could kind of say that because everyone is just so average. Antonio Gibson, J.D. McKissick, Brian Robinson, unfortunately, he's going to be out for a while after that shooting. Then they have giant Detroit Lions legend Jonathan Williams, who fumbled on Thanksgiving. But this team, they didn't really address that much or anything, really. They kind of just switched out their quarterbacks after last year, when this team had Ryan Tannehill, then they had Garrett Gilbert, Taylor Heineke even starting a bunch of games. Now they kind of have more of a set path with Carson Wentz as the obvious QB1. They drafted Sam Howell. They kind of, I think the Commanders have the potential to be a what the Jaguars set out to be last year. Not what the Jaguars ended up being, but what they set out to be as after last offseason, if you remember, how everyone was hyping them up so much. I think that the Commanders have the potential to surprise some people, but regardless, I will still go with the Jaguars in this game. I think that the Jaguars just have more to prove and that they have more talent on the field. Cleveland and Carolina, the Baker Mayfield Bowl, after he was traded from Cleveland to the Carolina Panthers in the offseason. This week, or for the first, I guess, 11 weeks, they're going to be starting Jacoby Brissett. They also have Josh Dobbs on the team. Kellen Mond, shout out the Minnesota Vikings. But I think that Baker Mayfield is going to get his revenge on his former team, and I believe that the Carolina Panthers are going to win. Even though the Panthers, I don't see them having much success this year, I think that they finished 4-5-12 last year. Jesus, I did not realize how bad they were. But I think that they just have more. I think they just have a little bit of fire underneath them, for especially Baker Mayfield playing against his former team. Indianapolis and Houston. I'm going to go with Indianapolis. Houston is going to be bad. B-A-D. This year, they play a bad schedule as well. Colts, Broncos, and they play the Bears. That's probably a win for Chargers, loss. Jaguars, loss. Raiders, loss. Titans, loss. Eagles, probably a loss. Giants, I don't know. Maybe let's give them a win. I don't care. Commanders, that's probably a loss. Dolphins, loss. Browns, that's after Deshaun Watson comes back. So I'll say, well, that's actually the week that he does come back. I'll say I'll give the Browns a win. Cowboys, loss. Chiefs, loss. Titans, loss. Jaguars, loss. Colts, you never know. Colts, week 18. I think I'll give the Texans a win right there just based on whatever. But what was that? That was like 2-3 wins. So I'm going to go with the Colts here just because I think that the Texans are so bad. Colts, meanwhile, they have Matt Ryan. I talked about him earlier. As they are trying to break into the playoffs with a new quarterback under center. Missed it last year thanks to the Jaguars. Giants in Tennessee. I am going to go with the Titans here. The Giants do not give me much hope this season. They have a new coach, but they don't really have any purpose behind them. They just kind of play football. They have Saquon Barkley, who is trying to prove the haters wrong for what is it, the fifth, sixth straight year. They brought in Kayvon Thibodeau, who's going to miss some time with his sprained or strained, whatever it is, MCL that he suffered in the preseason. This team has a fairly easy schedule. They have a run of Seahawks, Texans, Lions. That should be 3 wins in a row. Maybe not the Lions. I'll give the Lions a win right there. I can't hate on my favorite team like that, especially with Marcus's favorite team. I'm talking about them. But I think that the Titans are going to break this one out. I think that it may be a blowout at some point towards the end. The Titans are going to be worse than they were last year, but I believe that they're going to reveal their potential when Malik Willis becomes a starting quarterback. Green Bay and Minnesota. I'm going to go with Green Bay here. Even though they did lose Devontae Adams, they traded him to the Raiders. But Vikings fans have a reason to celebrate. This team is going to be better than they were last year. 8-9 is not where I think this team is going to go. Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, KJ Osborne, the usual crew. I don't think they made many roster changes in the offseason. They kind of addressed that horrible defense of theirs. They brought in Za'Darius Smith. That's good. Also, Harrison Phillips from the Buffalo Bills. Dalvin Tomlinson, was he here? Was he there last year? I think so. So, not anything new. He's just from the Giants. They also signed Jordan Hicks, who was on the Arizona Cardinals last year and was very solid, actually. But their defense is going to be better. Their offense, I think that Kirk Cousins may take a step forward. Their wide receiver room is going down like flies. Olavisi Johnson, Thomas Hennigan, Blake Prohl, all these guys going down. Irv Smith even got hurt. So this team has potential to be much better, but I'm still going to go with the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is just too good. Kansas City and Arizona, a very good game, actually, on paper, before the season, when DeAndre Hopkins was still on this team. I'm still going to go with Arizona. I think that the Chiefs have lost too much. I'm not saying that they're going to be much worse than they were last year. They finished 12-5. I see 11-6, maybe 10-7. Actually, 11-6. That sounds about right. 10-7 sounds too bad for the Chiefs. They haven't been bad in, years. They have a guy named Leo Chenal as their cornerback. That's a fun name. Sounds like a cologne. But I'm going to go with Arizona in this one. Calamari signed his extension in the offseason, that bizarre situation where he was, his homework clause or whatever it was. I think that he has some firepower behind him, and I think that the Cardinals are going to start off 1-0, kind of give everyone a little bit of a surprise. Raiders and Chargers, the final 125 game. I'm going to go with the Raiders here. I think that the Raiders, with Derek Carr mixed with his former college teammate Davante Adams, they're going to be a team to be reckoned with this year. The Chargers, meanwhile, I think they're going to be a little bit better than they were last year. They're going to make the playoffs. This is actually a rematch of that wild Week 18 game where the team should have just tied and both teams would have made the playoffs. Instead, the Chargers called the timeout. The Raiders won the game and made the playoffs. The Chargers did not. So I think that the Chargers have an inspiration, but I think the Raiders are just too much better than them. So Raiders it is. Sunday night, Tampa Bay and Dallas. Tom Brady, after his 2-3 week retirement, is still under center for the Buccaneers. However, this team has lost some firepower. They are going to be, their offensive line is thinner than paper. You have Shaq Mason. They got brought from he was a right tackle. I believe they brought him in from the Patriots, if I'm not mistaken. Robert Hainsey, who's a rookie. Luke representation in the NFL. How about that? Luke Goedeke? I'm not sure how to say that. Sorry, Luke. But they've had Donovan Smith as their left tackle for a while now. This offensive line is going to be tested against a very good Dallas run defense and pass defense, just rushing the quarterback. And towards the end of last year, Tom Brady was looking a little more fragile and human-like, which is what most, how old is he now? 44, something like that? 45 now? Jesus, he's 45 years old. And happy late birthday. It was about a month ago, August 3rd. But he's 45 years old, and he was looking more like a 45-year-old last year toward the end of the season. However, I do think that the Cowboys are just like the Cowboys every year. A lot of hype and nothing happens. They may be good in the regular season, but I think this week one game is going to be tough, and I think that the Brady-led Buccaneers are going to get the win. Finally, Monday Night Football, Russell Wilson's return to Seattle. The Seahawks, who announced today that they're going to be wearing those lime Gatorade green jerseys that look horrible, they're going to play the Denver Broncos. Let's see, where is my cheeks? I forgot my. Where is it? The podcast sounds folder. Where's my Broncos country? I should have gotten this before. But regardless, to continue talking, I am going to go with the Broncos in this one. Here it is.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Yep. Let me turn it up a little bit so I can hear it myself again. I was muted.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
That's right. Broncos country. Let's ride. And I'm going to go with the Broncos. The Seahawks, led by star quarterback Geno Smith and his team of wide receiver threats, an unhappy DK Metcalf, who I would not want going against me, and Tyler Lockett, and that's about it. You have D. Eskridge, a injury-prone Rashad Penny, a bad offensive line, and a bad defense. I wouldn't be surprised to see Jamal Adams either get cut or get traded at some point during this season, just so they can fully embrace the rebuild. But the Broncos are, the whole AFC West could win the division, and I think every single one of those teams is going to finish with a winning record. The Broncos are going to get win number one. Russell Wilson will be his first win against his former team. That's what I see. So this time next week, I'll be back. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I'll be reviewing the past week, and which is this upcoming week now. And I'll be looking forward to week two, and I'll see how I did in my first picks of the season. Hope you all enjoyed. Have a good rest of your week. Marcus and I will probably be back tomorrow or potentially the day after. Something will be up. We'll be talking about our fantasy football. So thank you for listening. Have a good rest of your day.